T-shirts, come and get your Pope shirts. Shirts, you guys, shirts.
It's official. New York has embraced Pope Francis with a passion normally reserved for pop music royalty. Friday is his first full day in the city, which will climax with a huge mass at Madison Square Garden in the evening. But this morning, it was the United Nations' turn to welcome His Holiness. Families of UN staff cheered his arrival amidst unprecedented security. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon had a private discussion with the Pope before introducing him to around 350 UN staff members in the main lobby.
We draw inspiration from your humility and humanity, and from your global call for action on social justice, climate change, and ensuring a life of dignity for all. Thank you. Gracias. Merci. Shukran. Siese. Spasiba. Thank you.
The Pope praised the idealism and quiet work ethic at all levels of the UN, most of which rarely makes the headlines. You are a microcosm of the world you serve, he said.
Respect one another. Embody among yourselves this organization's ideal of a united human family living in harmony, working not only for peace, but in peace.
Many cheered the Pope and called out his name. Pope Francis could not resist a reference to the fact that in order to be in the packed lobby, staff had to take part in a lottery.
I would ask you also to offer my greetings to the members of your families and to your colleagues who could not be with us today because of the lottery.
With an estimated 1.2 billion Catholics around the world, his final message of peace was extended to the non-religious within the UN family.
If any of you are not believer, I ask you to wish me well.